Have we got the tape? Sorry, we're trying to record this as a Scambi missionary. What we're going to do is we're going to do about another 10 minutes on this tape just so they know as well, so we can fit it all in. The tape's only 40 minutes long. And we can fit it into tape, and then we're going to take a 5-minute break for coffee. So let me just quickly take you this. We need to get the background of this. Are you guys ready to record? Can we go? Great. Let me just take you quickly through this again because it's connected to our next session. It's a kingdom of priests. We've learned that. It's for all nations and people. It will last forever. It will be established not by a mighty hero, but by God's suffering servant, the Messiah King. It will be committed to the needy and the poor. It will be characterized by citizens who will protect and guard each other, and its citizens will turn their swords into plowshares. They'll reject violence and do no harm. Now turn to Daniel chapter 2. So when and in what way was this kingdom supposed to come? Daniel chapter 2. When and in what way was this kingdom supposed to come? I think most of us are familiar with this passage in Daniel chapter 2 where the king had a dream. The king had a dream about the statue, and a rock cut out of mountain knocking down the statue, and then didn't know what it all meant. Heard about Daniel, that Daniel could lay out dreams. Daniel comes, he lays out the dream for him, explains to him what this all means. And we catch up in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And remember, what we're looking at is when or what way was the kingdom supposed to come. And it says there in verse 44, in the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left for another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it itself will endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands. A rock that broke the iron, the bronze and the clay, the silver and the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true and the interpretation is trustworthy. Now, the Jews tended to look at this passage in one of two possible ways. One is, most believed that the coming of the kingdom would be so dramatic and so decisive that everything on earth would change and Israel would be in complete control. Okay, the coming of a king with a kingdom. So when it comes, that will be so dramatic, so decisive that everything would change and that Israel would be the ruling nation of the world. That was one possibility in which they read this passage. Another possibility in which they read this passage was that it would be the coming of the kingdom would be so shattering that history itself will come to an end with the kingdom being the only thing left. Meaning that everything would change. It would basically be the end of the world. That's the way that they looked at this. Now, the reason for them doing this is they sort of looked at it in this way. They divided time into two periods. The present age in which they lived and then the age to come. So notice there was the present age that they were living in. And then God would come judging the nations, bringing an end to the present age and ushering in the age to come. And then through his anointed ruler, the Messiah, they would start to develop and usher into a glorious age where where Jerusalem would again be the center of the universe and all would be well in Zion. That's what they looked at. That's what they hoped for. What they obviously overlooked was God's words indicating that his desire was not only for the Israelites, but for all nations to be included in his blessed and forever people. Okay, that's the way that God said it, but they didn't necessarily read it that way. Clearly, God's kingdom was going to be set up. But in what way and when will it exactly take place? Now, the question is that the only way that one can look at this text in Daniel chapter 2? Or is there possibly another way? Meaning, clearly, God was going to set up his kingdom during the time of those kings. We think that he's referring to the Roman Empire if you look at history. But it might exist for a time in the midst of the earthly kingdoms. In other words, is it possible that it could appear as a rock, small in size in comparison to the mountain? In other words, God's kingdom as he sets it up might not look like much in comparison to the existing kingdoms. but will, he says, in time crush the other kingdoms, and it itself will endure forever. Now, my guess is that most of us, including myself, have actually been reading Daniel's words in the same ways as the Jews did, expecting these things to happen in very quick succession. In other words, that it would be very clear as to when the kingdom would come. The problem with that being the only view is that Daniel does not tell us God's timing or what his timing would be. He just says that it would happen. Meaning that it could happen suddenly and instantly, and there would be a clear point, and that clear point would be, here is the kingdom. Or it might actually happen gradually and eventually over a period of time. But only in Jesus and his message will the truth become clear. And that is the mystery of the next class. So why don't we take a coffee break, and then we'll meet again in 5 minutes. I do want